Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, you can get the show 24/7 on demand, segment by segment, at HermanCain.com. Whenever you want to listen to it. And we have a new video feature, 2.5 minutes, that we share with you a couple of times a week. 877-310-2100. You're listening to Rapid Fire.
So many listeners to talk to. So little time. How does Herman cover so many topics with so many people? It's Rapid Fire. Every day with Herman Cain.
Hello, Patty. You've got a minute on Rapid Fire.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I'd be much more inclined to believe you if you'd call out Trump for his inconsistencies. The reason people don't find this book that hard to believe is because, for example, 2 days ago, Trump, in that open meeting, talked about supporting DACA without a wall. Now he's been coached, and now it's the wall again. And then you talk about the Quinnipiac poll. It shows stuff you don't like, so now you're changing the narrative. The dossier, it's come out and basically not showing anything that was done wrong by the Democrats. They, as well as Republicans, paid for the original study. You know that.
Nope.
No,
that's
you don't
not
know that.
That's not the report that I heard.
Truth, Herman. Please let people know the truth, and then both sides will listen.
Patty, I am trying to let both sides know the truth. It's just that some people are being lied to. I have not seen one report that said that Republicans and Democrats paid for that dossier. And if you have a credible source, not hearsay, not a tweet, please send it to us, and I'll be happy to make that correction. But this is how untruths get out there. Now, I'm not familiar with what President Trump may have said the other day about DACA, no wall, and now he is saying DACA with the wall. This is what I was referring to earlier about you can't respond to every soundbite or every news story out there. When we see what the final result looks like, then let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the pros and the cons. But if we spent all of our time chasing all of the accusations that are in that book, we wouldn't have time to give you information that you really can use. And so I'm not trying to change the narrative. And as far as that Quinnipiac poll, you tell me, 90% of all of the coverage by ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN, 90% was negative the last 3 months of the year. So what do you expect for people to have as that perception? That's all I'm saying. And I happen to believe that people's perception impacted how they answered in this poll. Now, that's why I came back to, let's look at the results. I'm not going to flex over what somebody said or how they said it. That's what the media wants us to do. But I am going to continue to pound away at what the results are that are indicative of this president and the job that he's doing. Not what people are being told, just the results. Companies voluntarily raising their minimum wage. They're voluntarily giving workers bonuses. The unemployment rate is at historically lows. The Dow Jones average is still above 2,500 when the naysayers were predicting that it wasn't going to do that. I'm not trying to spin the narrative at all. I'm just trying to get people to focus on the facts. Eric, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? You've got a minute on Rapid Fire.
Shucky ducky, Herman.
Shucky ducky to you.
In regard to that last caller, you're absolutely right. The only Republican that touched the dossier was John McCain. It was started earlier. It was thought of earlier in the primaries. But as far as inconsistencies, I bet you that woman that called just now talks about inconsistencies doesn't bat an eye about the 17 different reasons Hillary Clinton has given for losing the election. There's some inconsistencies for you. So don't worry about it. Quinnipiac had Hillary winning. I mean, they all had Hillary winning. So
right.
I'm not worried about the polls. Rasmussen has at 46% last week. The guy's negotiating. It's not flip-flopping. It's
right.
Adapting and overcoming. Because
right.
if Trump did stick to his guns, they'd say, oh, well, he's not willing to negotiate. The wimp, that woman caller, will find something to complain about. That's what's wrong with this country. It's
well, I know that's what's wrong with half this country. Half the people are only looking for the negative. And the point that I pushed back with her on was, I'm not going to be chasing sound bites and media headlines. I don't have time for that. You all don't have time for that. When we have some facts to talk about, let's talk about the facts. Not what he said one day and then what he said something else another day. No. And now you've got the media out there speculating, but what if he goes along with DACA and he doesn't get the wall? Well, that's speculation. Let's see how it comes down. But you're right, Eric. People are looking for those inconsistencies, and those inconsistencies are a waste of time. Go back to the tax plan. I kept saying we've got some broad outlines about broad concepts about what it was going to look like, and we could talk about those. But then people want to get down into the weeds. I said, why don't we wait until we see the whole thing? Why don't we wait and see what it is? But see, the Democrats, before they had even read it, had already decided that they were going to attack it and reject it. That's what's impacting these polls, which to me hurts their credibility. Ask questions about stuff that matter, not questions about, do you think he is fit for office? Did they ask that question about Obama? No, because they liked his style. I'm about results, not about style. Hello, Steve. You've got a minute on rapid fire.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to respond to Miss Patty, who called in just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I actually heard some, not all, but a good portion of Donald Trump's meeting that he had with Democrats and Republicans the other day that he let the press in on. And I listened to it on the radio. Unfortunately, they had to break for their local news, stuff like that. But what I understood, what I heard said was, when President Trump said, give me a bill and I'll sign it, he had some stipulations in there from what I understood. And that was, let's solve the DACA issue and let's build that wall or find some way to keep the illegal immigrants from crossing the border. So
right.
I don't think he compromised much at all. It sounded to me like he was willing to listen. And I'm even disappointed with Fox News because they all panicked and went out of there. I think they heard what they wanted to hear. And then they went out there and said, oh, my gosh, he's betraying his voting base.
His base.
Really, come on.
You're absolutely right. I didn't interpret it that way either. And then to make sure that it was clear, I saw an interview that he did this morning. No wall, no DACA. How much clearer can you get? See, to think about a lot of the media outlets, you're absolutely right. They hear what they want to hear, and then they start the speculative spin about what he may have meant. He said what he meant. No wall, no DACA. And all of this other, and then a reporter comes right back and asks him, After he has said it in the meeting, they have recorded everything that's going on about would you be willing to sign something without the wall? President Trump was asked if he would ever support an immigration bill that does not include funding for a wall.
We need the wall. We have to have the wall for security purposes. Security is number one.
But they don't want to focus on that. They want to focus on he might accept something less than what he's looking for. I don't know. None of us know. And it was a waste of time to get into the speculation business, or we'd be speculating all the time. Let's talk about results. Let's talk about the positive unintended consequences of that tax plan. That's the stuff we ought to be talking about. Hello, Bill. Welcome to Rapid Fire. You've got a minute.
Hey, Herman, it's interesting when you talked earlier about libel and slander, because, you know, if you did tighten those laws, don't you think that President Trump would get in trouble for the fact that, you know, he said things like Obama was born in Kenya and that, you know, other things like Ted Cruz's dad helped, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald to kill Kennedy? I mean, wouldn't Trump be one of the people who would be most impacted by libel and slander laws since he has so many issues with the truth?
Well, he possibly could. But remember, he said he said that we need to take a look at those laws. He hasn't specified what changes would be made. He hasn't specified what, you know, what he would do, but he's just saying that we want fairness, that we need to take a look at them. So based upon your observations, that is a possibility. But here again, it's all speculation. Now, if you change the libel laws, okay, today or a month from now or 2 months from now, and if somebody's going to go back and spend money on a court case to try to nail him on something he said a year ago or 2 years ago, I just don't think that's practical. Usually when we pass laws, people use them from that day going forward. Could it possibly impact him and some of the things that he says? Yes. But he has not specified. All he has said is maybe we need to take a look at him and see whether or not we need to tighten him up. 877-310-2100. Tim, you've got the last minute on Rapid Fire.
Hey, Herman, I had a question for you and a point I wanted to bring up. I am 29 years old. I live in Georgia. And
right.
I've been under the Obama economic era for the last 8 years, crawling my way from college through blue collar till now, being 29. I'm wondering, do you think that a lot of these liberal snowflake kids are going to change over their opinion once we all start making a lot more money in the new economic era?
No, they're not. They've been sufficiently brainwashed that the snowflake kids, they aren't going to change over because they get a healthy dose every day. They get a healthy dose sometimes when they go home. I heard an interview of a young lady who goes home and it's like it's battle royale. She's got to try to debate her family members about where she's coming from and give them the facts. I have said this many, many times before. The way you combat liberals, if they'll listen, is with the facts, because they can't handle the facts. They will shift the subject, yes. They will ignore the facts, and they will name call. The other thing that they do a lot of, watch some of these interviews on TV. They'll talk over you to disrupt and distract you. I get it all the time when I'm appearing on Fox News. All the time, if they want me to be up there with somebody who has a liberal view. And they never let you finish your train of thought. But I don't think they're going to change. We might be able to save some of them, but I honestly don't believe we're going to be able to impact a lot of them. This is why those of us who are looking at the results of this president and not his style have got to make sure that we continue to support him actively. You're listening to the Herman Cain Show.
Credible, credible, experienced, engaging. Herman Cain, daily solution for a better America.